It's the Bad Radio Bowling for Spares Tournament. Brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins. Tomorrow at Showplace Lanes in Euless on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
9:17 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. I'm Big Dick. This is the P1 Wild Ass Circus, our P1 guest host in studio. Big Anthony and Tim and Jason and Brad and Euless. But joining us on our guest line right now, is this G2 or G1? Joining us on one of our guest lines is one half of the, well, one third of the morning show, the Morning Musers. It's George Dunham. Hello, Giorgio.
Hey, Wild Ass Circus.
Oh, you sound sleepy.
What's that?
You sound sleepy. Is this the time of the night that Giorgio starts powering down?
Yeah, I guess the power down has started.
What time?
Started just watching a little bit of the All Star game and up to hit the hacker.
No. What time do you go to bed?
Generally about 10:30 or so.
That sounds terrible. That's like,
I do?
That's like,
yeah, I know, I lost my voice.
No, I meant me. I said that. No, I said that sounds terrible. Just the concept.
Oh yeah. You know, I get about, I don't know, 5 hours a night, and then try to take a nap when I can.
Wow. Okay, well, no wonder you hit the hard drugs. I understand that. You got some sort of artificial stimulus. All right, well, we got George on the show because tomorrow night, as I understand it, George, you are captaining a team of bowlers. You, your father-in-law,
yeah.
Dexter Coakley, I guess the three of you run around a lot together.
Yeah,
and
we're all buds.
Yeah, and a ticket chick. Do you know what ticket chick it is?
I have no idea.
Okay, those four.
I didn't know Dexter was for sure going to bowl. Is he for sure going to be there?
They're promoting it, so
okay.
Yeah, I guess so. Those four against myself and three P1s of my choosing. And get ready, George, because I'm rolling out, first of all, 12-step Reuben, who's on the wagon.
Right.
So his game is sharper than ever.
Uh-huh.
I'm bringing back Wayne Lee. You may remember him from his acing of you in the volleyball tournament.
I don't remember anyone on y'all's team acing us.
Yeah, he aced you. Now, Wayne Lee, of course, is the guy that wears the ticket cap and the ticket T-shirt every day of his life.
Right.
And he wears work boots no matter what sport he's playing. He will be on my bowling team. And just because I know that you have a serious homophobic element, to throw you off your game, rounding out my team is Gay Rick.
Huh. Well, you know, that really won't throw me off my game because I have no game. I've bowled like, I don't know, a half dozen times in my life, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Yeah, I'm no good either. I don't know.
My father-in-law's good. My father-in-law's actually bowled a 300 before.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how come you and your father-in-law and Dexter Coakley hang out all the time?
Well, we really don't hang out all the time. I just, you know, Bad Radio asked me to be a part of this, and I told them I would, and then they said I was going to be on a team with ticket chicks.
Yeah.
Which was fine, and I thought, well, you know, my father-in-law likes to bowl. I'll see if I can get him into the tournament. Well,
I thought you were going to say he likes ticket chicks.
And he likes ticket chicks,
yeah.
Too, yeah. But no, he really likes to bowl, and we've never really bowled together, so I thought, you know, it'd be a good opportunity to do that, and, you know, ran it by Promotions and Bad Radio earlier this week, and they didn't have a problem with it, so...
So there we go.
There we are. Now, I didn't realize that we had like this big challenge against you guys. These have something new to me too.
Is there a day off involved?
George, well, I was about to get to
or
that.
Or is our head shaving involved?
No,
that's all I want to know.
In due time, I want to get to that in just a second. But I just want to tell you, George, from a personal standpoint of admiration, I aspire to be the kind of high-profile talk radio personality that can have these promotions put together and built up, and then just informed of them in the car on the way to the gig.
Given the status of the Wild Circus team, I'm thinking George might ought to ask Dexter if he can come out in full cowboy garb.
Ah, bowling in shoulder pads and helmet. You got a whole outfit too, don't you, George?
Oh yeah.
That's in the side room though.
That'd look kind of tense. All right. Well, so seriously, I mean, they were probably just gonna like a car was gonna arrive, and then one of your handlers would be explaining to you on the way there what was about to happen, right?
I just, you know, the thing is, I've asked Bob and Dan about it. They haven't been able to tell me anything.
It's taking the hell out of
me. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Bob's like, yeah, dude, come out and bowl.
Yeah.
And Dan is like,
Well, you know, I was at last year's Bowling for Spares tournament, and we're broadcasting from 8 to 11. You know, we go to 11 now.
Yeah,
Jordan.
New hours.
Yeah.
So
we'll be broadcasting from 8 to 11 there. It's always a little uncomfortable, though, because last year I left their bowling tournament way later than they did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of unstable.
Yeah, it's kind of like you having a dinner party and then going to bed before I leave.
Yeah. Well, that's typical bad radio.
Well, I know you'll be sticking around late, George.
Oh, yeah, I'm there because I'm on vacation after tomorrow's show. So, you know.
And I hate it when there is, because you know what? I may draw a paycheck from this station, but I will always just be a P1 at heart.
Uh-huh.
And I hate it when my listening day is screwed up and damned if vacation chaos isn't just going on everywhere. There's no proper morning show. There's no proper afternoon show.
Nah,
when do you listen to the Musers?
For about a week and a half or so.
Sometimes I catch the Musers before I go to bed, seriously.
Oh, really?
Like the first hour. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we appreciate that time.
Now, Big Dick, are you willing to put a bet out there?
Yeah, I was going to discuss that with you, George. Do we need to put something on the line here?
I don't think so, Big Dick, because I don't have a lot of bowling pride. I gotta tell you.
Only dodgeball pride, huh?
Well, I mean, it's not like
you're out the window Friday.
It's not like you're having to speak for your coworkers. I mean, it's basically just you and your father-in-law and Dexter Coakley on the hook.
Yeah, but if we like spin a mustache wheel, how am I going to get Dexter Coakley to do that?
Okay, well, forget that. I mean, that's intellectual property, the hard line. Let's come up with something else.
Mano a mano.
I mean, I know the ultimate ass whip for you. I could just put on the line as the P1 Wax Prize an eventual in-studio nighttime appearance by George Dunham. That'd fix that.
That wouldn't be a bad thing. I wouldn't want to bet that. You know, I've never been asked.
Okay, here we go.
I haven't.
All right.
I'd come in and do something.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do that down the line.
Hard to leave the domicile of Coppell these days.
I'll tell you what, you give it some thought, and if you come up with anything between now and tomorrow, we can compare notes.
All right, what time are we bowling? 5?
5 o'clock, I understand.
All right, you guys getting there early to roll a few?
Well, no. I mean, we're going to show up and probably bowl a few practice games, but I don't think we're going to be getting high in the parking lot, which may say something about the state of mind of your team, George.
See, I didn't even think of that.
Wow.
Is Danny driving you to the bowling lane? Yes,
that must be some father-in-law scene you've got there, George. Real quick before we let you go, George, just because I missed out on this, and it got brought up in kind of an awkward way on the air last night by a caller, and I didn't know what he was talking about, and I heard the story later, and I'm sure it's a long, drawn-out story so that you probably can't get into, but just the in a nutshell case, what happened with the boat and Blake?
Oh, yeah, we had an incident on Lake Granbury last Friday where we were pulling our kids around the lake, and, well, my 12-year-old was in the water.
The water skis?
Yeah, water skiing.
Yeah.
We had a boat drive really recklessly, almost hitting our boat, then turning and almost running over Blake.
Wow.
And yeah, I've logged thousands of lake hours since I was a kid, and I've heard about these stories, you know, of the reckless boat driver has no idea what he's doing. I've never seen it until the other day, and we really thought, you know, we were watching our son get run over, and, you know, maybe we were watching the worst possible scenario. As it turned out, we were really lucky. He wasn't hurt. He was fine. But the boat only missed him by a matter of feet. And we've had a lot of reaction to me telling the story on the air, just out of general P1 support and P1 involvement. We have a lot of P1s who boat on Granbury and live down there. And, you know, they're keeping an eye out for the description of this boat. And I've had, you know, guys who are in the boat business down in Lake Granbury, you know, search their records and stuff. So I think we'll find the guy. The thing is, after he did this, he just took off.
Yeah.
And from my knowledge of water laws, he violated at least 3 major ones and then left the scene of it. And it's it was really scary, bottom line, and it was just frightening. And
you know what scares me about that, too, is, you know, people, hopefully they do anyway, you know, they obey traffic laws to some degree and all that kind of stuff. I worry that just there's not enough thought given to the exact same kind of application on water.
There's not, and the thing is, I don't know how experienced you guys are in boating, but even if you guys have never driven a boat, ever, you guys could go to Marine Max tomorrow and buy a 22-foot Sea Ray with a 280 horsepower and buy it and take it out that afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you wouldn't have to go through any sort of training, any sort of safety class, any sort of educational class. You could just go. And all of a sudden, you got a boat that will do 55. And, you know, it's just crazy to me
that yeah, that
we have some sort of system in place where there's like a, you know, you get a boating license.
That's definitely something that needs to change.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it turned out okay, though.
Yeah,
certainly.
It turned out okay, and hopefully we'll find the guy, and he'll at least think twice the next time he gets behind the wheel of a boat.
The P1s right. are on it.
All right, well, thanks, George, and
right,
I look forward to dominating you on the bowling alley tomorrow with my P1 partners in crime, Wayne Lee, Gay Rick, and 12-Step Reuben.
Now, what's Gay Rick, what's his story?
George, let me tell you something.
Is he just overtly gay, or?
I bring this guy on.
He's got pink.
He joined the circus, this season for the fourth annual P1 Hey Man, What's Up Rodeo as an expert color commentator.
Yeah, I've heard him.
Oh, okay, you've heard him, yeah.
I've heard him, I just haven't seen him.
Yeah, we're kicking off the rodeo in a couple of weeks, but let me just tell you. Think an extremely gay Eugene Levy.
So Bobby wow. from the Anna Nicole show.
Yeah, this guy is extra gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am, that will be the psychological warfare portion of the
That's really overblown. I really am not homophobic.
I'm okay.
So basically he'll be wearing his, like, Laverne and Shirley pink, you know, bowling outfit.
We'll see how it affects your game tomorrow, George, and then
queer.
We'll see how homophobic you are.
Hey, right.
Well,
you know,
I may have my kids with me tomorrow. So let's not make him too
Here we go again.
Let's not have him, turn into a Turley Time Wasters performance or something.
Well, sure, yeah, because we wouldn't want him influencing the kids to be gay, right, George?
Well, not that, mm-hmm. that as much as just, you know, any sort of sexual orientation.
No, Frito won't be there.
All right, see, I...
A four-year-old, I don't know if he needs to be, you know, pulling his britches down or anything like that.
Because all gay people do... See, George, I can see the cracks in the facade already.
No, it's not against... You know what I'm saying? It could be, you know, a stripper, you know, or whatever.
Right.
I know there's a lot of wildness in the wild-ass circus, and that's all I ask, is that I may have my kids with me, so let's not...
I was just going to say, if you want to add a fifth, I can probably bring a P1 stripper along, too.
Yeah, stay away from that, too.
All right, well, everybody can come out and witness it live and in person tomorrow at Bowling for Spares Tournament, AMF Showplace Lanes in Euless. We square off with George and his crew. At 5 o'clock. So we'll see you out there, okay, George?
Good enough, guys. We'll see you then.
Good night.
All right, bye.
There goes George Dunham.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's the breakdown for tomorrow night's Bowling for Spares tournament. All right. You know what's coming up next? It seems like it's been happening more than once a month lately. Our periods have gotten irregular. It is WWE Vengeance Recap Talk with our panel of wrestling experts. That's next on the P1 Wild Ass Circus on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.